Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will be your guide through this reading. Let's reflect on Cicero, on Divination 2:66. The incidents may have been fictitious. If not, then the fulfillment of the prophecy may have been accidental. Cicero continues his relentless criticism of the Stoic defense of divination. Here, he provides two explanations for alleged extraordinary events, the same sort of explanations that will be put forth much later on by David Hume in the 18th century, as well as by contemporary scientific skeptics. Let's say someone claims that they witnessed a miracle, such as the statue of a saint suddenly producing blood. The first logical explanation is that the thing actually never happened. People make up all sorts of strange stories for a variety of reasons, usually personal gain or the psychological need to feel important. The second possibility is that if the story was not made up, then very likely someone mistook a perfectly normal occurrence for a miraculous one. This explains not just literal miracles, but also apparitions of ghosts and flying saucers, among many other allegedly extraordinary phenomena. Is it possible, though, that the report of a miracle is true? Cicero, as a skeptic, would have to say yes. But it has such a low probability of actually being true that it isn't worth spending more time on it, unless the evidence in favor becomes overwhelming. Funny thing is, though, not a single miracle in the entire history of humanity has ever generated overwhelming evidence. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting. If you like this podcast, please take a minute to give it a good review on whatever platform you use to listen to it. Thank you.